is natural gas really better for the climate? This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsapple. There are thousands of shale gas wells in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia, and a growing number of pipelines moving that gas around the Northeast. Since the start of the fracking boom, scientists have been wondering how many of these pipes are leaking methane, a very potent greenhouse gas that contributes to climate change. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier has been following along as scientists try to answer that question. So, Reed, what have they found?
Well, they're finding in general that the EPA's estimates for how much methane has been getting out of the natural gas system has actually been pretty low. I talked to Carnegie Mellon professor Alan Robinson, who said that he's found that EPA's estimates for how much methane is getting out is about 30% lower than what's actually happening on the ground.
You've been reporting on methane and the gas industry for a while, so what's new about this?
What's new is scientists are really using a lot of different and more advanced technology than they were a few years ago. Satellites, they've used them for years, but the satellites are getting much more sharp in terms of their resolution.
So what does that mean for the climate?
These estimates are all aimed towards finding out how much better natural gas is for the climate than burning coal. The quicker we find out the answer to that question, the better we'll know basically how much quicker do we have to be to transition out of fossil fuels altogether to meet our climate goals.
And we'll have more of Reed Frazier's reporting about methane on the show this week as we kick off the Allegheny Front summer series, Follow the Pipeline. And now for our Citizen Q series, where we answer your environmental questions. Margaret J. Krause has this latest installment.
Pennsylvania has trillions of gallons of groundwater and some 42 inches of annual precipitation. So Pittsburgh artist Travis Mitzel asked,
Pennsylvania seems to be a water-rich state, and I'm curious as to why we don't have as many naturally occurring lakes as other states.
It has more than some and fewer than many.
That's Milt Ostrovsky. He's a biology professor at Allegheny College in Meadville, Pennsylvania, where he teaches limnology, the study of lakes.
Glaciation is one of the primary processes that create lake basins. So in the absence of glaciation, the central part of the state and all of the southern part of the state is millions of years old without any sort of disturbance.
Disturbance? Go on.
Pennsylvania has a fairly old landscape, and it's not tectonically active. We don't have lots of earthquakes causing the land to rise and sink and tilt.
That's Helen Delano, a senior geologic scientist at the Pennsylvania Geological Survey. Without tectonic activity making new depressions for water to gather, you don't get new lakes. I went back to artist Travis Mitzel to blame geology for Pennsylvania's lack of lakes.
What do you think? Do you feel like your question has been answered?
Oh, absolutely, because, you know, I have now learned that my state is just an old state and our lakes have moved on, and that's pretty cool.
For the Allegheny Front, I'm Margaret J. Krause.
If you have an environmental question for our Citizen Q series, ask it at our website, alleghenyfront.org. And with the Allegheny Front Environment Update, I'm Carol Holsapple.